Before tonight's opening tip, we talk now with Central Catholic head coach Chuck Crummy. Coach, the Vikings have had a strong start in section play with a 4-1 record. Your thoughts on the team's play to this point in the season?
Well, we're always happy when you only have one loss in the section. And we were ecstatic before Christmas when we didn't have any losses. And usually going into the section, if you can get through with one loss, you're pretty happy. And it's going to be a Merry Christmas. So being 4-1 right now, you know, we are happy. But we're still sort of a work in progress, as I'm sure every team is, but especially us getting the football players back. We had one football player come yesterday for the first time. So it's been a sporadic kind of thing. But we've had to trudge on. We didn't cancel any games, and we continued to play. And so, you know, once you thought the chemistry was pretty good, you know, now there's a little more Kool-Aid being added to the mixture. So that's probably our biggest challenge, and keeping everybody happy, because some guys were playing a lot of minutes and now they're not playing as many minutes, and you got some new guys coming in. So, you know, usually the things that make you successful, team chemistry and team discipline and a team playing together, it's a tough sell right now with so many guys coming in and out.
You mentioned that the football players, you know, long run to Hershey for the football team this year for Central Catholic, which is great, but leaves you with some issues for the basketball team. And you know, how much of a challenge was that, and has it been as far as your team overcoming the situation with you know, so many guys not with the team and now they're back?
Well, usually, I mean, we have that every year, but it's usually one or two kids. But for some reason this year, we could have went anywhere from 6 to 8, and you know, I'm not even sure what we ended up yet, because we're probably still not done. There's another kid who's still injured, and he may give it a shot after he gets cleared by the doctor. So it's really been a tough task for us, because first of all, we're a young team, and we really only have two seniors. And so the leadership has really been an issue, trying to get somebody to step up and be a leader. And we're hoping that that comes through with the football team's success, that they understand what it takes to be successful, and they also understand if they weren't a leader on the football team, at least they saw leadership in action.
Now, with the opportunity before them, some of those young players that you talked about, like Kenny Robinson and Paris Ford, stepped up in the absence of the football players. Yeah, how impressed were you with them, especially considering freshmen don't often see varsity time for you?
I'm quite surprised. I mean, we knew that they would probably play on the JVs, and they did that initially, but, you know, with our numbers, probably if it was a normal year, they probably would have still been on the varsity, but the considerable amount of time that they have received was probably in complement to the football season, so to be quite honest. However, they showed that they were capable of doing that, and so, you know, it's really not a question about class. It's a question of whether you can play or not, and both of them have had their moments in the sun as freshmen, which not many players here at Central Catholic have been able to say that.
Now, of your players who have performed well, Kevin Wharton Price was the MVP of the Mount Lebo tournament tip-off, and has had some big games early on. What kind of athlete is he, and what does he do for the team?
Well, Kevin's one of our biggest players on the team, and he really needs to rebound for us, because he's an excellent rebounder, and also score inside. He also shoots the ball pretty well from three-point range, but that can't be his main thrust for our team. You know, we really need him to score inside first and then outside second. But I think defensively, you know, picking up his defense a little bit, you know, turning his defensive effort up a little bit and blocking shots and doing those kinds of things, you know, he could be a very, very good player.
Now this evening, Central Catholic matches up with a Gateway team that's undefeated in section play so far. And what's your outlook for tonight's game, and what do the Vikings need to do to win?
Well, you know, I think for us, and we always do worry about ourselves more so than the other team, I think we need to play the way that we play, and we need to worry about the things that we do. Sometimes, though, it's a tall task when you play a team that's very talented athletically, you know, maybe not basketball-wise, but especially athletically, because they're going to make some great athletic plays. And so the main thing is not to get your head down, you know, continue to play. And we've been a team that's been coming back all year, down at 10 in the third quarter, down 10 in the third quarter, down 15 in the fourth quarter. So we have that comeback value. We're really looking for that start-out value. We haven't had that yet, where we really jumped on a team early and then, you know, sort of coasted our way in.
Central Catholic head coach Chuck Crummy, thanks for your time. Good luck
to you
and your team tonight.
Okay, thank you.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the MSC Sports and Quaddy Conference Boys Basketball Game of the Week.